We start today's program with an update on the use of solar in Arizona. Last year, Arizona Public Service asked the Corporation Commission for the chance to charge its solar customers more. Commissioners decided $5 a month would be okay. So where has that left APS? Ryan Randazzo, Arizona Republic Energy reporter, joins me now. Ryan, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So how did APS do last month with rooftop solar panel installations? How does it compare to a year ago?
Well, last month, they still did about 10 new customers a day. They had about 300 people in their service territory add solar. And that sounds like a lot, but that's about half as many as were installing solar a year ago in January, and far fewer than were installing solar towards the end of 2013 when the pace really picked up.
Is there a clear factor we can blame on that?
Well, the installers are saying it's the $5 fee. And while $5 doesn't sound like a whole lot, a lot of the people adding solar are doing it through leasing models, and they're only saving $5 or $10 a month on their utility bill. And if they're not able to do that, they're far less likely to put up solar.
Remind us what APS was asking the Corporation Commission for. Obviously, they weren't pleased with the $5 a month.
No, APS wanted a much bigger charge. They wanted to add at least $50 a month to new solar customers' bills. Their complaint was that people who put rooftop solar up aren't paying their full share of using the utility grid because they get supplied with electricity at night when their panels aren't making electricity, and they use the grid during the day to export their excess to the rest of the grid.
Does APS think that it and Arizona overall are falling behind other states when it comes to solar, and how much can change there, especially with the Corporation Commission only again granting the $5 a month charge?
Well, APS is actually far ahead of most utilities in the country. When you plug in a device to APS's grid, you get more electrons from solar per capita than anywhere else in the country. They've got nearly 20,000 people with solar on their roofs, and they've got seven major solar plants out in the desert now that they control. So they're not too concerned about falling behind. They are exceeding the state mandate for solar right now, so they don't really see this as a problem that installations dropped off last month.
Well, that's interesting, Ryan, because I was thinking that based on projections going ahead over the next few years, is this an actual sign of utility showing some sort of vision for what they're supposed to do?
Well, I think their vision is a little concerned that they're going to overshoot the requirement.
Okay.
And that their customers are going to pay for it. And that's what they've been fighting against.
Will the fight over net metering continue?
Definitely. The regulators are going to look at how many people have installed solar, and if that $5 a month fee killed the market, they'd probably get rid of it. You can bet that APS is going to say that $5 a month isn't enough because people are still putting up a lot of solar.
What's the APS strategy going forward? Does it feel like they have a plan that you talk about their vision being a little bit worried about certain things? Is there a plan going forward that they feel like is a solid strategy?
I think their plan is to continue to try and make the case that solar is costing everybody else money and that the solar customer should be probably slowed down by bigger fees. That's their strategy. And on the other side, you have the rooftop installation companies, which like to see a higher rate of installations and like to see many more thousands of people adding solar, and they're going to continue to argue that any kind of a fee is too much and not really in the spirit of promoting this source of energy that we should be using more of in Arizona.
Ryan, finally, how closely should we watch the 2014 Corporation Commission races to see whether a new panel will be more receptive to what APS wants to do? This seems like a pretty conservative panel, and one would think they would be siding more with APS, but is that going to change in 2014?
Well, I think the elections will be interesting because the Corporation Commission got so much attention last year, unprecedented to have huge protests with the solar industry picketing outside of their offices. These folks usually aren't very well known, and I think they're probably at the peak of their popularity or notoriety following that big fight with over solar last year.
Well, do you anticipate that's going to change expectations that people have? Because in the past, we always talked about how this was the most important agency that no one understood. And now that you say more people are paying more attention to it, does that put more of an onus on those running to actually know more of what they're talking about?
I'm not sure, because you typically don't see a lot of people with experience in the utility industry. So anyone that runs is going to have a quick learning curve where they start campaigning or maybe get into office and have to learn quite a bit about how things work in the utility industry.
Ryan Randazzo, energy reporter for the Arizona Republic. You can follow him on Twitter @utilityreporter. Ryan, thanks.
Thanks a lot.